We continue to speak a little bit about when it comes to hafrashas challah, when it comes to challah, the way in which we're mafresh challah. So we've spoken this year a little bit about the nature of the chi of challah. Is it a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz? Not a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. We've spoken a little bit about this mitzvah hafrashas challah, at what stage in the process of producing it a person's chayiv in challah. We've spoken the last couple of weeks about the idea of hafrashas challah. Hafrashas challah in terms of how am I mafresh, how much to be mafresh, how much flour has to be there. Can I be mafresh without your permission? The woman's role in hafrashas challah. We've had a lot of discussion about the nature of hafrashas challah. Today we're speaking about a very, very important machlokas harishonim, discussion rishonim, discussion achronim, all the way even lemaisa in a certain sense. And that is an interesting question. There seems to be a machlokas harishonim. When you separate challah, should you engage in what's called priyas shem? Should you identify and say, harezo, this is challah or not? Is there a need to do so? Is there no need? Does it matter? If I identify and say, when I separate the challah, harezo challah, this is challah. So the She'iltos, Rabbi Chai Gaon, She'iltos in Parshas Tzav, writes, quoting the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, he says you have to make a bracha when you separate challah. V'hadar lema tehavi challah. And then you have to say, this is challah. You have to say, this is challah. The Ravid in Hilchos Bikurim in Perakei Halacha Yid Aleph quotes this shita of the She'iltos, Kasav Rav Achai, V'kori L'shem, V'omer, his girsa, Harezo Truma. You have to be mafresh, but you say Harezo Truma. In general, the Kesef Mishnah points out that even amongst those who think you have to be Kori L'shem, some said you should call it challah. It is challah after all. We know that in Chumash, challah is also called Truma. Some said it's better to say Harezo Truma, because if Mishnah quotes from the Smak, it doesn't really matter. Either one's considered to be okay, whether I say Harezo Chala or I say Harezo Truma. The Iker is, for these Shitas, you have to have Kore Alav Es Hashem. You have to be able to say, this is it. Where does this come from, this idea of Kriya Shem by Chala? So the simple pshat is that it's a Mishnah in Meseches Chala in Paragbeis Mishnah Gimel. Then it's Siv points out that it's in a lot of other Mishnayos also. The Mishnayos there are speaking about when you make challah b'tahara, when you make challah when it's tameh. And Rabbi Kiva there says, "Kshehu korei l'tahora, kachu korei l'tameya." That you identify, you call it challah. That's a simple pshat in the Mishnah there that you would identify. When I would separate, I would say, this is challah, or this again is truma, the halachic equivalent, or what can refer to challah, can refer to challah as well. You have to actually come along and you have to say it. What if I don't say it? Is it still called challah within these Rishonim? What if I don't say harezo challah? Is it still called challah? That seems to be a machlokas harishonim. Seems to be a machlokas harishonim. If I don't say anything, is it still called challah? On the one hand, there is a comment of the Ravid. The Rashba quotes it in Meseches Chulin on Daf Tzadi Dalid. The Ravid sounds like, according to the Ravid, if you wouldn't be Korei Alavas Hashem, it would actually still be Tevel. It wouldn't be Chala if you don't say Harezo Chala. Absent the Kriya Hashem, it's not Chala. It's not Chala at all. However, there is a group of Rishonim that maintain that even if it's not considered to be challah, if I wasn't Korei Alav Hashem, it would still be challah. It would still be challah. Why would that be? Why would that be? So for one of two reasons. Why would it still be challah even if I didn't say harezo challah? Why would that be? So there is a Gemara in Meseches Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos is on Daf Chaf Vav. The Gemara there says that Truma and kadshim are both things that you can do, hafrashas truma and being machdis kadshim, are things that you could do b'machshava, are things that you could do with no dibor at all. Kadshim means being mafresh a karban. You can do that with no dibor. And similarly, truma you could do with no dibor at all. What is truma referring to There in the Gemara? So Rashi says Truma refers to the Truma of Melechas HaMishkan. When you would separate and designate things to give to the Mishkan, you could do that even b'machshava. But Tosfos says, no, truma means truma. Truma could be separated bim machshava. And the simple pshat is that since challah has a lot of dinim of truma, challah is also called truma, that challah also would work bim machshava. That would be Tosfos Ishita. So one reason why, even if in general you should be Koreis Hashem, why it would be okay if you didn't, why it would still be challah, so whereas the Ravid says it wouldn't work, Tosfos says it would still work because challah you can separate b'machshava, so there would still be a chalos challah, albeit for some Rishonim, you should still ideally be korei alav es Hashem. There are those who suggest the Netziv writes. Wait, get your point. Don't worry. The Netziv writes that even for those that think that challah requires a dibor, it would still be challah if I never said harezo challah. How could it be challah if I never said harezo challah? Because you still say it's challah when you make a bracha. You still say when you make a bracha, and that's why it would still be considered to be challah. Okay. We saw this far as there's a group of Rishonim. The She'iltos, the Ravid, that hold you have to be Korei Lav Es Hashem, you have to say Harezo Chala. But we did see that there's a couple machloksim within those within Korei Lav Es Hashem. One machlokas, do I have to say Harezo Truma or Harezo Chala? Could be, doesn't matter what nusach I use. One. Two, if I'm not Korei Lav Es Hashem, so I should do it ideally. But if I'm not, is it still called? Is it called the Chalos Hafrasha? The Ravid says maybe not. The mainstream view, the Netziv at least holds, the mainstream view, Tovus and Shavuos, and maybe everyone, Tshtei Bracha, it would still be considered Chala. However, there are Rishonim that think you don't really have to be Korei Lev Es Hashem. There are Rishonim that you don't really have to be Korei Lev Es Hashem. And that seems to be in one of two ways of saying it. If you look in Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Hei, when he quotes discussions of Chala, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chav Ches, when he quotes the Dinim of Hafrashas Challah, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch make no reference whatsoever to saying Harezo Challah. They never quote this halacha of Korei Lev Es Hashem. Sounds like you separate it, you say a bracha, but there's no need to say Harezo Challah, no need to be Korei Lev Es Hashem. Why don't they mention the need to be Korei Lev Es Hashem? Why don't they think that you have to say Harezo Challah? So the simple pshat is that they hold it's not really required. It's not really required. Challah could be separated, maybe b'machshava. There's no real need to utter anything at all. The Mari Korkus holds there on the Rambam, one of the commentaries on the page in Rambam there in Hilchos Bikurim. The Mari Korkus holds, it's true for some other Rishonim also, that even the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch agree that you have to be Korei Lev Es Hashem. They just say, similar to what we saw earlier, that when you say the bracha, that's the halachic equivalent of Kriya Shem. So since they say you have to say a bracha, it's ki'ilu we said you have to be Korei Lev, that you are Korei Lev Hashem. But the simple pshat is that they don't hold you require it at all. That they don't really hold it's necessary, bichlal. So the She'iltos and the Ravid hold you have to be Korei Lev Hashem. Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't mention it bichlal. Sounds like there's no inyan, either because you don't need to say it, not necessary, or ki'ilu you said it because you made a bracha. There is a third shita in Rishonim, but the Ramban seems to have at the end of Hilchos Challah. He's more explicit about Trumas and Maizot, it's probably true by Challah also, but the Meiri quotes it about Challah, which is, it's your choice. If you want to be called as a shame, you can be called as a shame. If you don't want to be called as a shame, then you don't have to be called as a shame. What's the nafkamina, whether you are or you're not? So part of the nafkamina is, when does the item itself actually become challah? If you're going to be korei alav es Hashem, if I'm going to be korei es Hashem, so then it only becomes kodesh when you're really saying harezo challah. If I'm not planning on saying harezo challah, then maybe it becomes challah at an earlier stage, just when you separate it. So it could be the Rebbe Rishonim that hold, not that you need to say it, like the She'iltos and the Ravid, and not that there's no mentioning of it bichlal, like the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, but the Meiri in Challah and the Ramban in the end of Piskei Challah, the simple pshat, that you don't need to say it. But if you say it, that has halachic impact. What's the halachic impact? If you're planning on saying Harezo Challah, it only becomes Challah when you utter that statement. If you're not planning on saying Harezo Chala, then it's going to become Chala already once you do the Hafrasha. He says like this, Hifrishan im asid likros lahem shame, ein bahem yishum kedusha acha yikro lahem shame. If you're planning on saying Harezo Chala, it's nothing until you say that. V'im ein asid likari lahem shame. So then, kevan shehifrishan niskachu. Then if not, you're entirely good to go. So we saw three shitas we've shown him. You have to be Kori Levas Hashem, no Inyan at all, or if you want to, yes, if not, not. We saw that even if you are Kori Levas Hashem, one Machlokas discussion we've shown him, am I saying Harezo Chala, am I saying Harezo Trumbar, does not matter at all. And if I hold you have to be Kori Levas Hashem, Lefi, the She'iltos, and the Raivid, let's say I'm not Kori Levas Hashem, is it still Chal as Chala or not? The Raivid in one place thinks, maybe not. It's still Tevel. But the mainstream view in Tovus and Shvuas is that even though you should say it, if you don't, it's still considered to be okay. That would be our first part of the Shiur clarity as a whole thus far. One, two. Yeah, what's up? You say Chala when you make the bracha. That would be an important question when we speak about the bracha. Yeah. Bezra Hashem, we'll talk about the bracha. Yeah. If you wouldn't make the bracha, then you lost out on being Kari Levas Hashem. Would it still be Chala? That'd be Tali Nemachokas, Yitobas, and the Ravid. And most Rishonim assume they would still be called Chala. Yeah.
If you intend to say
Harizu Chala or separate, you'll ask at least feedback that question. I don't know. Okay. There is a, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, is that still.
Pashas, any mice you do with no awareness whatsoever is not halakhically registered.
So then he's not really agreeing with everybody else. He's more like a divided self. Because he says you need to actually be correcting in his mind.
Everyone holds you have to be aware of what you're doing. The question is machshava alone enough to make a challah?
Is it machshava of course, or just like aware of what you're
probably a machshava that you're making this challah. Okay. What I want to try to do in the time that we have is share with you this is an amazing nitziv in the Ha'emek Sheila. It has multiple steps. The Yesodos are fantastic. It's an awesome comment of nitziv in Ha'emek Sheila. Let's begin in the following way. The Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes Dinim of Rosh Chala, does not mention Bichlal any idea of Kori Levas Hashem. However, Kiv Eger there in the Hagos on Shulchan Aruch writes, you have to be Kori Levas Hashem. You have to. The Ravid writes that way. The She'iltos is quoting the Beis Yosef. He said, I think the Rashba and Chulin quotes this. So there seems to be Machlokas LaHalacha. Should you be Kori Levas Hashem? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. The Ravid says that you should. So the Tziv asks two fantastic questions. Two great questions. One question that the Tziv asks is as follows. There seem to be a lot of Mishnayos that indicate that you should be Kori Alav Es Hashem. Or there's something called Kriya Shem. That seems to be in Mishnayos. We quoted one Mishnah before. Mishnayos Chala Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Ask the Tziv the following question. Once there are Mishnayos that say there's something called Kri Hashem, so how are there Rishonim that don't mention it, Bichlal? It's very odd that there are Rishonim that don't mention Kri Hashem. Number two, or 1b, even when the Ravid says and comments on the Rambam, you have to be Kore Shem, you have to say Harezo Chala, the Ravid like brings a Raya, like that's what's written in the She'iltos. Like the She'iltos hold, you'd be Kore Levas Hashem. Ask the Tziv, why is he quoting from the She'iltos? It's Mefurish and Mishnayos. So in the Mefurish and Mishnayos, why is it like even the Ravid feels the need to bring a Raya, this is so? You shouldn't have to bring a Raya, this is so. It should be Pashut that this is the case. That's the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos say, you have to be Kori Alav Es Hashem. So he writes as an example, says it's in Mishnayos and Trumos and Perek Gimel, in Nida and Perek Yud, a Tosefta and Brachos and Perek Vav. We have a lot of Mekoros like this. Aval Kasha al Ma'ori Neinu HaRaivit. It's Anget HaRaivit. Shenitrach L'Divrei Rabbeinu Bazeh. He has to quote the She'iltos for this. Of course you have to. And then he says, I have an even stronger question. Ibra Yoser Kasha, he says, the Minag Yisrael is not to be Koreis Hashem Bechlal. Again, whether that's true Halach Lemaisa is not for now. But he says, the Minag in the time of Netziv says, not to say Arei Zochala. But why would that be? Forget the Rishonim that say it. It's Mishnayis, Bechoris Hashem. How could that be? Elam Afrish and Levad. What exactly is the Pshat, says the Netziv? Something is going on here. I don't really follow, says Netziv. What exactly the Pshat is? So Netziv has an absolutely, it's a really sharp idea. Says Netziv like this. Step one. Everybody agrees, parentheses, unlike the Ravid we quoted earlier. Everybody really agrees that, or maybe even the Ravid, that if you separate challah and don't say harezo challah, it's no longer tevel. It's not usser. It becomes challah. Everyone agrees. He says, for tovos and shvuis, of course it's the case. Because tovos says challah, you can do b'machshava, just thinking about it. And even Rashi that thinks you require dibor, the bracha is probably a good enough dibor. So everybody agrees that even absent korei alavas Hashem, it's still, you know, no longer tevel. You won't violate an isser if I eat challah, if I don't say harezo challah. So what's the goal of saying harezo challah? So the Tiv tells us an amazing yisod. It has a lot of, it says the Netziv, even though it's challah without, there are many times in halacha where a chalos would occur without a dibor, but we still ask for a dibor to be mosif, let's say, a degree of kedusha. We still ask for a kedusha to be a dibor, to be mosif an element of kedusha. He quotes as an example, that's true by a lot of kachim. Kachim, the Gemara says in Shavuos and Daf Chavav, you can separate kachim, bimach, shava, but nevertheless, we assume it's better to do it, bedibor, it's mosif like an extra level of kedusha. He says, but it's perhaps the most famous example, the Gemara Maseches Bechoros, the Gemara Maseches Erchin, a bechor, a firstborn tahor animal, is kadosh me rechem. It's kadosh even when it's in the womb of the mother. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, mitzvah lahakdisho, there's still a mitzvah to say, harezo bechor, still a mitzvah, because there's an extra hosafa of kedusha, which you're able to get. He says another example, says the Netziv, is by the se'ir on Yom Kippur, not the one that goes la'azazel, the one that goes lefnai v'lef ha'pnimi, the se'ir ha'pnimi. The se'ir ha'pnimi becomes a se'ir that goes inside, even if you, just by virtue of the goral, when we do the lottery on Yom Kippur, and one of them goes la'azazel, one of them goes la'shem, it becomes la'shem once you do the lottery. Nevertheless, the Gemara says in Yuma, you should still say harezo la'shem. I should still be koveya. Sometimes there's a chalot which takes place, and the dibor adds this extra element of kedusha. Quite famously, some suggest it's pshat in the midst of kiddush. Also, the Gemara tells us in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim that Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. Shabbos is Shabbos. We don't say anything, but for at least some Rishonim, maybe the Ramban, not the Rambam, the idea of saying kiddush is that when we say it bedibor, we're like maybe mosif a bit of kedusha. We're affirming it on some level. There are, I think, a variety of rayas or of other contexts where this comes up. I'd love to speak about it for a long time, but I will not. So says the Netziv as follows. What's pshat in those who hold that you have to say harezo chal, the she'iltos, and the ravid? Not that you have to say it in order to make it chal. It's chal anyway. The reason why they wanted a dibor is because the dibor is something that is going to be mosif kedusha to this challah. It'll elevate this challah to be even more kadosh. Now, there's not a precise formulation, I think, in the Netziv in terms of what the geder of that extra kedusha is. It's not always so clear what the extra kedusha is. Sometimes it's a question in all the sugyas that we mentioned. But it seems to me that there's something extra that gets added, a special kind of a chumrah. He says as follows. He says, Vatam... Oh, this gets really small right now. It's even better in that sense. Okay. That's the first step. That's what the Amira does. It doesn't make it into Truma, but the Arezo Chala is Mosif Kedusha. Says Netziv one step further. Eino doma truma bizman b'nei Yisrael being in the state of Tahara to truma in a time when b'nei Yisrael are in a position or in a position of truma of tuma. There is nisr d'oraisa to not treat truma and chala with the requisite amount of kedusha. Person can't be metame yet, even if it's tame, you have to still treat it with elements of kedusha. What I can do with it is different depending on a situation. But truma itself, the more when it's kadosh, you have to treat it very seriously. There's an iser d'oraisa to not treat truma and not treat chala with the requisite amount of kedusha Says the Nitziv the following idea. And there's one last just like awesomely amazing point. Is it like this? Of course the Mishnah in Meseches Chala holds you have to say Harezo Chala. Of course the Mishnah is in Trumos, the Mishnah is in Nida, Tosefta and Brachos all assume that you should say Harezo Chala. That is Pashat. But that's talking about a time when people could treat Truma and Chala Bikdusha, they could treat it properly, because they did with it what you're ideally supposed to do with it. They would give it to a Kohen. They would give it to a Kohen who'd be able to use it and treat it properly. And when you're doing something like that, so then of course you would go for the Dibor, give it its higher level of Kedusha, because you're going to treat it the way that exactly it is supposed to be, the way it's supposed to be treated. So we would tell you to go above and beyond. The machlokas between the She'iltos, on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other, the Shulchan and the Rivet on the one hand, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on the other, is what about Bizman Hazeh? What about when everybody's Tameh? And what about when we have questions if our Kohanim are really Kohanim? So then, of course, I have to separate because I don't want it to be Tevel. But is it Kedai to have that extra level of Kedusha, the extra level of severity, given what's at stake? Is it worth it nowadays to give the extra level of Kedusha? Is it worth it or not? So, we'll dig a little bit. The Ravid says, I wasn't sure the answer to this question. It's true, of course, it's a Mishnah. But I wasn't sure what the answer really was. But I can bring a Raya from a She'iltos that even Bizman Hazeh, you still should be Korei Levavos Hashem. And that's why he brings a Raya from the She'iltos and not from the Mishnah. Because the She'iltos is talking about post a time when everybody is considered to be Tameh. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says in the Tziv, of course Shulchan Aruch agrees ideally you should be Korei Levavos Hashem. Bizman, B'nai Yisrael's B'tahara. Bizman, that stage of Jewish history. But nowadays, when everybody's Tameh, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't take the risk of the extra level of Kedusha. It won't be treated as well, and therefore don't say Rezo Chala. Says Netziv one step further. How come the She'iltos thinks you should still say Harezo Chala, and the Rambam thinks you shouldn't? He says, because maybe this is Talay in another Machlokas. What do you do with your Chala nowadays? When you separate Chala nowadays, what do you do? So he says like this. The She'iltos holds of the Gaonim Shita. What's the Gaonim Shita of what you do now with your Chala? We'll speak about this at greater length, not now. But he says, Shita out there, that even nowadays you would take your Chala and you would give it to a Kohen Katan. You would still take your Chala and you would still give it to a Kohen on some level. So says the She'iltos, since I'm still giving it to a Kohen, just like Bizman, we had Tuma Vatara and Kohanim Yuchasim, you would give it to a Kohen. We say that's the proper usage of Chala, it's going to be derived benefit from, that's the best thing to do. So the same way then you would say the Dibor give it the extra Kedusha, so too here. But the Shulchan Aruch understands what the Ramah says, which is, again, Lav Dafka, all the Shittasim's work out. We'll learn this when we go further. But at least, I think, to think about this, I'm sure the tip is right, but think about this. But the Ramah says, no, Bizman Hazeh, we don't give the Challah to anybody. Bizman Hazeh, what do we do with the Challah? We're sorif the Challah and put it aside. Really, Challah should be used to benefit from. The fact that we just stomp burn it and put it aside So, since on some level, says the Netziv, the following idea. According to the Ravid, afil bezman hazeh, she'enu nashes kimitzvasa mamish, mia lahachil lekohen, kedin mikol makom karen shame. Because you still give it to a kohen katan. But the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the shita of the Ramah, is different. They understand that. One second. So such small print. I'm really sorry. And I think I'm getting older. It says Ve'im came for the Shulchan Aruch bizman that it's going to go la'avda. You're going to destroy it. Yoser tosha lo lahakdisha kolkach el kedei lifter min ha'tevel. Once you're going to destroy, not give it to a kohen. So rather, you get rid of the tevel, but not that we give it the extra level of kedusha, since we're not really doing with it what we would ideally want. We're not really giving it to a kohen. So the Netziv's basic vort is as follows. Says Netziv like this. Everybody agrees bisman based on mikdash, you have to be korei lavas Hashem. Everyone agrees with bisman tahara. We can give it to kohanim korei lavas Hashem because the purpose of korei lavas Hashem is to give it extra levels of kedusha. The machlokas is, what about bisman hazeh? Bisman hazeh is still kedai to be korei lavas Hashem. So the Tziv says that's taloi in what you do with it. For the she'iltos that holds that you give it to a kohen katan. So okay, then give it the more kedusha. We're using it the way it's supposed to be used. It's going to be consumed by a kohen. That's ideal. The right way to use truma. So we're comfortable giving it extra level of kedusha. It's mamish kedin. But once that's not really the case, so then we're going to be a little bit more hesitant. Once we hold that we just burn it and put it to the side, so we have to make sure it's not tevel. But to add the extra level of kedusha only puts more at a risk of challah that lemaisa we're not going to use in the most ideal way. In the most ideal way anyway, so we want to hedge our bets and just to have it for the tevel, but there isn't even an asina to the kohen. In that sense, this week's shiur is relevant to last week's shiur a little bit. What we saw in last week's shiur, I think this is at least connected to it, that it could be tovas rid and not bihuda, that there are multiple components to the mitzvah challah. There's a din of hafrasha to be matir from tevel. There's this extra din of coming along and giving it to a kohen. That's why the shiurim could be different. A little bit of mashu is matirit from being tavel, even a little bit. But to give it to a kohen could be required some sort of a shir of nesina chashuva. So we find a similar kind of a model here. If all our primary goal is really to get rid of it from tavel, we're not giving it to a kohen anyway. It's not really going to be used. So then we do that b'machshava, we do that with the bracha, but we're not really going to do it the formal kriyas shem. But whenever we're going to be able to give it over and get the real hana, so that would be mechayiv, that extra kriyas shem, to have that extra kind of a kedusha, which may be present. We saw the following tonight. Major machlokas harishonim. Are you korei lavas Hashem or are you not korei lavas Hashem? She'iltos and ravid. Yes. Is it tevel without? Machlokas. Harizat truma, harizat chala? Machlokas. Rambam Shulchan Aruch, don't say it at all. According to the Ramban, maybe and chala in the Meiri, you could do it, you could not do it. It does impact when it becomes chala. What's pshat, the kasha, the tziv? How can the Mishnayos say it? Why bring rice and she'iltos? And why wouldn't we do it? It's mefurish in Mishnayos. What's going on? Answer, it's all talay. Everyone agrees that you ideally should do it, but what's the purpose of korei lavas Hashem? Not to make a challah, to be mosif the kedusha. It's analogous to making the bechor kadosh, making the sirah panimi kadosh, making karbanos kadosh, saying kiddush on Shabbos maybe, where we're mosif an element of kedusha, even though kedusha is already there, that we maybe don't want to do bizman hazad, depending on what exactly we're going to be doing with our challah. Have a wonderful rest of your night.